This time I will call the meeting of the Caldwell County Board of Education to order for our June meeting. I'd like to welcome everyone that is listening tonight on the radio. We are in almost an empty auditorium again tonight, but we welcome you and we will be conducting our business meeting. But the first thing we're going to do tonight is our Pledge of Allegiance.
Glad to lead that, Chairman.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Before we begin our meeting, we're going to do public comments a little differently this month. We have a couple of people that are manning our phone lines. You will have to 7:15 to call in, give them a question or comment, and then they will bring that to us and we will address those at the end of the meeting. However, I like to caution you that our email, we had a process involved for our email. We had one email public comment and it dealt with a personnel issue, so we won't be addressing that in open session. So if you have a comment or a question about personnel, we will not be addressing them. So you will have to ask another question or a different item, or we won't be addressing those. So anyway, the phone lines will be open at 7:15. The number is 270-365-8000. That's our regular school number. That's 270-365-8000. Our first item of business tonight is consideration of approval of our board meeting agenda. I know everyone had the agenda. Do you have any questions about that? Is everyone okay with the agenda we have? Do I hear a motion that we approve it?
Make a motion we approve it.
Okay, do I hear a second?
Second.
All right, I have a motion by Kim Cook and a second by Bill that we approve our board meeting agenda. Is there any discussion? If not, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
And all those opposed? And this motion carries. Our next item is the consideration of approval of our consent agenda items. That's the minutes of our regular board meeting from May 18th, our special call board meeting of May 26th, and our treasury report. We also have the payment of bills and salaries, and we have one overnight trip, which is 30 high school soccer team members and four chaperones to travel to Lexington, Kentucky to participate in the Bluegrass Games, departing on Friday, July 24th, and returning on July 26th. And of course, that's with a lot of stipulations and a lot of different things due to the COVID. So we also, if you have any questions about that, I have Mr. Miller's number.
Yes, sir.
But I told him we would call him if we had any questions or any concerns about that. So
the parents are going to be taking these kids. They're not going to be on the bus. So the COVID situation will not be an issue taking them to and from the soccer tournament. All parents are driving their kids. And they've got the forms for that.
So do you have any other questions about anything on the
consent? All COVID guidelines.
Yeah, be adhered to. Yes, sir. Okay.
Do we have a motion that we approve?
A motion we approve.
All right, do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Bill and a second by Stacy Brantley that we approve our consent agenda items. Is there any other discussion? If not, all those in favor of this say aye.
Aye.
And those opposed? And this motion carries. Our next item is to discuss approve our board secretary for fiscal year 2020-2021. Mr. Huggins.
Well, we have Ms. Melissa Presley, who does an outstanding job in everything that she does in our district. And my recommendation is to approve her as our board secretary.
Y'all heard this? I hear a motion.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Stacy and a second by Kim Cook that we approve Melissa Presley as our board secretary for next year. Is there any discussion? I'd like to just echo what Mr. Huggins said. Melissa's great. Anything I ask her to do or call on her to get something done, it's always done in a timely fashion, real quick, like, and I couldn't ask no better. So I appreciate it. So
we better ask her if she's going to accept.
All right. All those in favor of this say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And all those opposed. And this motion carries. Our next item is to discuss approve our board treasurer for fiscal year 2020-2021.
And that's Ms. Tammy Easley. And like Melissa, I mean, they're both top-notch professionals that do an outstanding job in every venture that they take on. My recommendation is to approve Ms. Tammy Easley as our treasurer for fiscal year 2021.
All right. Do I hear a motion? Yes.
I'll make a motion to approve.
Okay. Second. Okay. I got a motion by Stacy and a second by Bill that we approve Ms. Tammy Easley as our board treasurer. Is there any discussion? Again, I'd like to say thank you, Tammy. You do an excellent job. And again, any questions I have, you're all timely on the spot answering them, and I appreciate it. Thank you. Is there any discussion? All those in favor of this, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? And this motion carries. And our next item is to discuss approve our board attorney for fiscal year 2020-2021.
Well, he doesn't have a lot of experience, but I think we can probably know him. Mark Wells does a fantastic job for our school district. I think he's been with us a couple of years. How many years, Mark?
41 years.
41 years. God bless you, sir. Appreciate all that you do for our school district and all that you've done. That's a fantastic job. My recommendation is to approve Mr. Wells as our board attorney.
Do I hear a
motion to approve?
Second.
All right, I have a motion by Bill and a second by Kim that we approve Mark as our board attorney for next fiscal year. Is there any discussion on that? Mark, again, thank you for the job you do. You're the same as the ladies. I mean, anything we want, you're there for us. So
fantastic.
I appreciate it.
Fantastic.
All those in favor of this, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? And this motion carries. Our next item is to discuss approve our bonds and depositories for July 1st, 2020 through June 30th, 2021 at First Southern National Bank and Farmers Bank and Trust.
The bond depositories are pledges that Farmers Bank and First Southern issued to secure the funds that we have at each bank. This is an annual approval. We approved Farmers Bank last month as our primary bank, but we need to approve them this month, and also First Southern takes care of our activity funds. Farmers Bank takes care of the general fund, right, Tammy? And First Southern takes care of our school activity funds. And we just need those depositories to protect that money.
All right. Do I hear a motion on this?
I so move.
All right. Do I hear a second?
Second.
All right. I have a motion by Bill and a second by Stacy that we approve Farmers Bank and First Southern National Bank as our bank bonds and depositories for next fiscal year. See any discussion on those? All those in favor of this, say aye.
Aye.
And all those opposed? And this motion carries. Our next item is to discuss, approve our declaration of our 2020 high school graduates.
We had 135 seniors that graduated this year. According to Ms. Phelps, they have met the requirements set forth by the site-based council and by our school board policies. My recommendation is to approve all 135 for the graduates of Caldwell County High School.
Okay. I'm going to make that motion. I always like to make that motion if I can, because this is what we're here for. So I move that we approve those Caldwell County High School, all of 2020 high school graduates as graduates.
Second.
All right. I have a second by myself and a motion by myself, second by Seth, that we do this. Is there any discussion? I will say the graduation that took place that night, I've heard nothing but good things about it. I've even heard that maybe we could do it again next year instead of being up in the gym and doing all that. So, I mean, that's something we look at. I hope we're not almost forced to do that. But I do appreciate all the efforts in our community for coming out and supporting them and being out there in the parade. And it was pretty awesome thing to see.
The high school staff did a phenomenal job putting all that together. My hat's off to Christy Phelps and her staff for what they did at graduation.
Yeah.
They'll probably ask for both. If we don't have to go through the COVID-19 scenario, they'll probably say, can we do both of those? So I just be prepared for that.
See, any other discussion? If not, all those in favor of this, say aye.
Aye.
And all those opposed? And this motion carries. Our next item is to discuss approve our office supplies or paper bids as presented for the 2021 school year by bid coordinator Diana Hall.
She got we got the bids that are part of the package that you see on your computer. My recommendation is to approve the lowest bid that has been presented by Diana Hall.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any questions or anything?
I make a motion we approve the low bids.
All right. Second. I have a motion by Bill and a second by Kim that we approve the low bids for the office supplies and paper bids. See any other discussion? All those in favor of this, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And all those opposed? And this motion carries. Our next item is to discuss approve the superintendent approval for applications of anticipated emergency certified substitute teachers for next school year.
Every year we have situations that come up that we don't have a teacher that's certified for that area or that curriculum, and we have to have somebody to be able to to go in and take care of that classroom. Not the best situation, but we need to have somebody that we can put in there to take care of our kids and do the best they can. And that's what this is. We're just approving those teachers to be emergency certified, take care of those needs.
You have any questions on that? We do this every year.
Yes, sir.
Do I hear a motion, we approve this? All right.
Second.
I have a motion by Stacy and a second by Seth that we approve the application for anticipated emergency certified substitute teachers for next school year. Is there any discussion? If not, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
And all those opposed? And this motion carries. Our next item is to discuss approve paying our bills for fiscal year 2020 on June 30th, 2020.
Our finance department does an excellent job each and every day with taking care of our money. And this is just another great year that Tammy and her crew has done a phenomenal job and putting all the stuff together to take care of our financial requirements. Our recommendation is to approve those.
This is an annual thing, too.
Yes, sir.
So, do I hear a motion, we do this? Okay, do I hear a second?
Second.
I have a motion by Kim and a second by Bill that we approve paying our bills for fiscal year 2020 on June 30th, 2020. Is there any discussion or questions? Not all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
And all those opposed? And this motion carries. Our next item is to discuss approve our fuel vendors, B20 biodiesel for fiscal year 2020-2021.
I mean, again, it's like our paper bids earlier. I mean, this is our lowest bid. My recommendation is to take the lowest bid for biodiesel.
We have any questions on that? Do I hear a motion? All right. I have a motion by Bill and a second by Seth that we approve our fuel vendors for the B20 biodiesel for fiscal year 2020-2021. Any discussion? Any questions? No, all those in favor of this say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? And this motion carries. The next item is to discuss approve authorizing the superintendent to assign funds according to GASB 54 regulations for SBDM carryover funds, district activity fund account, and possible summer projects. I'll let Mr. Huggins explain
this
that.
This regulation allows us to carry over funds to certain accounts, section 6 and 7 for the schools, as an example, to take funds that they have to carry over to the next year. Or if we have a building project, i.e. for the Butler Gym, we have some money left over there. We're going to carry those funds over. That can help us pay for some of the window inlay that's coming up this fall. And that's what that is. Tammy, anything else you want to add to that?
We've been doing this for a while as well.
Yeah.
Do we know about a dollar amount? Okay.
We got to pay the bills on the 30th.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Is there any other questions? Do I hear a motion that we approve this?
Make a motion to approve it.
Second.
All right. I have a motion by Kim and a second by Bill that we approve the motion to authorize the superintendent to assign those funds according to the GASB 54 regulation for SBDM carryover funds, district activity fund, and possible summer projects. Any other discussion? All those in favor of this say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? This motion carries. Our next item is to discuss approve certified evaluations appeal panel members for 2020-2021. They are Mr. Rhett Miller, Ms. Jamie Nichols, and alternate Shelly McDaniels, and Bruce McAllister, and alternate Kelly Bird. Mr. Huggins, you have anything?
This is just something that we're required to by regulation every time this time of year, that we must have an appeals panel in case there's an employee that has an evaluation that they disagree with. They have a panel to take it to appeal it. Our recommendation is to approve the panel that's listed.
So, Mr. Huggins, remind me, the teachers, they're elected by the teachers, is that right?
Yes,
and then you appoint the
members.
Okay, gotcha.
I mean, the board has to approve the panel.
Right, right.
They're elected by their teachers to be right. Part of that, that panel.
So I hear a motion and we approve these.
Second.
I have a motion by Stacy and a second by Seth that we approve the ones I mentioned for the Certified Evaluations Appeal Panel for next school year, 2020-2021. Is there any other discussion? Any other questions? If not, all those in favor of this say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? This motion carries. Our next item is discuss approve the 2020-2021 professional development plans for the primary school, elementary school, middle school, and the high school.
These plans are developed every year by the curriculum coordinator, which has been Ms. Wetzel, along with the building administrators and their counselors. And they've done a phenomenal job putting together the development plans for our school district for 2021. My recommendation is that we approve the plan that's submitted.
Do you have any questions on that?
Make a motion, we approve.
All right, do I hear a second?
A second.
All right, I have a motion by Bill and a second by Kim that we approve our 2020-2021 professional development plans for the primary school, elementary school, middle school, and high school. Is there any discussion? If not, all those in favor of this say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? And this motion carries. Our next item is discuss approve our memorandum of understanding with Crittenden County Schools for vision services.
And what takes place here is that our employee takes care of the vision requirements for the students of Crittenden County, and they pay us, they reimburse us those funds. And it's $40.98 per hour, totaling $430.29 per week. But we'll get reimbursed those funds because Crittenden County just does not have a person that can do this vision screening for their kids. So our employee takes care of that. But they reimburse our money. Did it last year. I don't know previously to that. Do you know, Tammy, if we did it the year before? Yeah. But it went smooth last year. I had no issues, to my knowledge.
All right. Any other questions? Do I hear a motion that we approve this? All right. Do I hear a second?
Second.
I have a motion by Seth and a second by Bill that we approve this memorandum of understanding with Crittenden County for vision services. And is there any other discussion? If not, all those in favor of this say aye.
Aye.
And all those opposed? And this motion carries. Our next item is to discuss approve the fiscal year 20 KYCL round one contract with the Kentucky Department of Education.
And this is a literacy grant that Ms. Wetzel and Ms. Sanders were working on towards the end of this school year. And we were fortunate enough to be selected for the grant. It's $1 million grant over 5 years. And it provides a great platform for all our schools to work with literacy of all the kids that are in dire need of those services. And the person that's responsible for this is going to be the one responsible for curriculum will be the one that monitors the activity of this grant.
Do you have any questions on that?
I've got a question. And pertains to this a bit, but the job description for the grant manager.
Yes, sir.
Did I hear you say the salary for that grant manager can come out of the grant, or is that going to be coming from the general fund?
No, it's going to come from the grant.
Okay.
And that's just going to be part of their requirements. It won't be their entire job description, but it'll be a part of their job description. It's a great great deal for our school district.
Well, we'll get too ahead of ourselves, but they do require us to have a grant manager.
Yes, sir.
In this grant,
yes, sir. Yeah. It's quite extensive.
Okay.
How long is this grant for?
And my knowledge, my understanding is 5 years. It's a 5-year period, yes, sir. I mean, not that we couldn't spend $1 million in a year, we probably could, but I think it's spread over a 5-year period. I can call Ms. Wetzel and get her on the phone if you'd like to have a question for her. 4 years, excuse me, I'll be wrong, I bother us 5. Yeah, I'm getting the confused with the gear up grant. Gear up grant's 5 years, I think.
Why is this called round one approval on the different stages?
Well, there'll be a stage next year as well. And different requirements to come across.
Well, I like free money.
I do
so
too.
If they want to give it to us, we'll take it.
And we just got to put it to good use for our kids that are in need of literacy.
That's what I was going to say too. It's we talked about literacy
in our system so much and be able to have some financial support with it.
It's a great deal for our school district.
Make a motion, we approve it.
A second.
All right. Have a motion by Bill and a second by Kim that we approve this round one contract with the Kentucky Department of Education. Is there any other discussion? Not all those in favor of this, say aye.
Aye.
And all those opposed, and this motion carries. The next item is, goes right along with the item we just voted on, is discuss approve our job description for our grant manager.
And it goes back and ties it all together. That person's responsible for overseeing this grant each and every day of the month throughout the year to be sure that we're dotting the i's, crossing the t's, and we're doing all the training that we're required to do throughout the school district to be sure we're touching every kid that we can touch.
Will that be a certified person then?
Yes, sir.
Any other questions?
I'll make a motion, we approve it.
All right. Do we have a second?
Second.
All right. Have a motion by Bill and a second by Seth that we approve the job description for our grant manager. Is there any other discussion? If not, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
And all those opposed, and this motion carries. Our next item is discuss approve reinstating our coaches' stipends for 2020-2021 school year effective July 1st, 2020.
I was on a conference call this week with the KHSAA, and they've allowed us to go back into conditioning with our teams in the fall. The numbers right now are limited to groups of size of 10, but at the end of the month, it goes to 50, to 50. And I've talked to everybody that was on that conference call the other day. I think there was 57 different members. I don't know if it was all superintendents, but everybody came back when I asked the question, how are you paying your, deciding to pay your coaches? Everybody came back, said that they plan on paying all coaches just like it was a normal year. One thing the commissioner did say is that we're got to be prepared to play golf in the fall. It's a spring sport, but because of COVID, social distancing thing, it's a lot easier to do that golf than it would be with football. So football could be a spring sport this year. And he just told us to be flexible and be prepared and be ready to do that. I know that's hard to grasp because we're always looking towards football season starting in the fall, but it may not start. We're going to start conditioning now for it. But right now it's up in the air on exactly what sport will start, what school starts. My recommendation is we go ahead and pay them. I mean, one of the things that brought out in that conference that we had the other day is that they don't make a lot of money, but they're there to try to help these kids get through this anxiety of not being able to practice and do things with their friends. And when you find coaches the way that the coaches we have are good, they do a great job with our kids. It's better to keep them involved with those kids and give them additional duties, even if the season doesn't start the way it's supposed to. And they talk to them on a telephone, have Zoom meetings with them. But we're going to go up to 50 starting June 29th, I think, is what the governor put out. My recommendation is we go ahead and reinstate the stipends for this school year for all coaches.
I make a motion, we approve it.
Do I have a second? I have a motion by Bill and a second by Kim that we approve reinstating our coaching stipends for next school year effective July 1. Is there any discussion? If not, all those in favor of this say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, this motion carries. Next, we have our first reading of our 2020 policy update, number 43, and procedure update, number 24.
And what that is, shows that we no longer have a requirement for charter training for our board members, unless there's an application submitted to the board for consideration. That's when you'll have to have training. But that regulation allows us not to be required to have charter training for board members. And the other one is fill a vacancy of a board member. And we just recently went through that with Mr. Mitchell. So, I mean, that's what those two policies are. It's the first reading for both of them. I mean, there's no action taken. It's just a first reading.
Right.
That's what both those policies are.
So since it's first reading, we'll be addressing it.
Addressing it next month. Yes,
so sir. If you have any questions, you got a month to ask or whatever. So Okay. The next item is our instructional focus. That includes our written reports from our SPDM councils and our grant report. You want to have any questions on that? All right. If not, our next item we have is our personnel report. Mr. Huggins, you have anything you want on that?
Well, anybody have any questions about it? I mean, it's pretty self-explanatory. I also put it on this week's, this last week's board report. So I gave it to you a few days early to look at. But it's got all the new hires and the resignations and the retirees listed on the report. Nothing earth shattering.
The cheerleading coaches, are they, is one going to be, is one going to be certified or they go?
I don't know exactly what their qualifications are as far as whether they're a teacher or a teacher's aide. I couldn't tell you off the top of my head, but I'll. Yes. But I'll get that answer to you tomorrow, Stacy. I'll talk with Ms. Phelps.
Any other questions about the personnel report? If not, our new business tonight, we have a letter from Ms. Natalie Lee regarding adoption of an equal access policy for homeschool students. Mr. Huggins, you want to?
Well, she.
I know y'all saw the letter, but.
I believe she wants to have access to our athletic teams and our band and all our different programs, but want to do that from a homeschool perspective. There's two big issues I see with that. One is the state doesn't approve it. I mean, we could approve it. The board could approve that activity. However, there's no ownership that involved with the students or accountability. The reason I say what I say about ownership is that they're only going to be there for practice and games. They're not a part of the school body each and every day. The accountability is when a kid's doing homeschool, the only thing that we can ask for as the DPP of a school district is their attendance. We don't know if they're doing their grades or not. So, I mean, they're not held accountable to the same standard our athletes are held to. And you have to, they have to pass all but two classes in high school in order to be qualified for that. We could have a homeschool student that's passing it that wants to play if we did that. But we couldn't verify that they could pass. We can only take the person's word that they are passing. They don't have to give us any grades. All they have to do is give us an attendance report. And I just think there's just so much, you know, if they want to be a part of our school district, our teams, they should be a part of our district. That's my position. And I, you know, I'm not trying to keep something away from a child, but I just really feel that strongly that they need to be a part of Caldwell County School District in order to participate.
You don't have any comments on this, anything?
Yeah, that's the state law. Only thing they have to do, all they have to do is give us attendance, which is not good.
So can the, at the county level, can we add something to that if we'd like?
I don't think so. I think the state requirement says that all they have to do is give us attendance. That used to burn me up when I was trying to go home to check on a homeschool situation with kids. We saw walking down the street, middle of town during the day. Knowing that they're not doing anything with their education, there's nothing we could do to check their attendance. Oh yeah, they were in school today. We just took a break. I mean, it's just not very good. Now, I'm not saying that homeschool is not good for kids. I don't want to display that message because I'm not. Homeschool is very effective for some, but it's not effective for others. It just depends on who's controlling that from the parents' perspective.
Well, I don't think we would have enough information to act on it tonight at all.
I mean, there's no action. I mean, I just put that in there just for information.
I mean, we could invite her to come and give us a presentation and us do a little research and
I'd be more glad to do that for next board meeting.
Something. I mean, obviously we want all kids to be what they can get the balance out of whatever they're doing, but there is some difficulties have to work through, I think. So do y'all have any comments about that or anything? I do appreciate the letter she sent us.
Yeah, well, I appreciate her sending the letter as well, but I just that's just my personal opinion of being in this business for a few years and being a coach previously in my lifetime. As I know the kids that we deal with each and every day in the hallways in the locker room, on trips. I mean, there's just a lot of situations that we would have to try to find a way to make work.
Anyone else? All right, our next item is public comments. And like I said, we did this a little differently this month. So Ms. Prowl, Ms. Lee Prowl, and Mr. Sam Hawk, I appreciate y'all's efforts in the office taking phone calls. We actually had, I guess, one phone call. We had one email that we talked about that we're not going to address because it's personnel. And this one phone call had two things. And one of them, the first one is a personnel issue. So we're not going to address that. The second one is not a personnel issue. So the question is, does the board, and it's from Mr. Edward Mason, says, does the board have any sort of plans to address its policies and code of ethics as defined in a document on the website 01.53 to add specific language that will deal with ethical violations such as plagiarism? So I don't know if Mark wants to help work with us on that. I mean, and see what our code of ethics is, or anything. I mean, we can look. Obviously, we can look at what's in our code of ethics. I'm not familiar with the number right offhand, so I can't answer that. So, does anyone have any comments about that or anything? Nate,
I'll be glad to research it for you. I don't know at the top of my head.
I'll be happy to do it.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know. Yeah. So, okay. Yeah. Our board attorney, Mark Wells, has said he'd be glad to look into that, and I'll be providing him with his copy of this, and he can look into it. And I appreciate the public comments. All right. Do we have anything from the board members tonight? Do you have any comments? All right. We're going to go into executive session for personnel issue.
Yes, sir.
But before we do, I have something. I'm going to give each one of you a copy. I received this letter, and I'm just going to read it exactly how it's written on the paper. It says, "Dear Mr. Tim Kennedy and members of the Caldwell County Board of Education, it is with deep regret and sorrow that I submit this letter of retirement for your consideration. I have thoroughly enjoyed my time in Caldwell County School District, and I know that what we have accomplished in my 2 years is the start of something great for all students of the school system. In my 22-plus years of working in the education system, the time at Caldwell County has honestly been my most enjoyable. The faculty and staff that we have in this district work tirelessly each and every day so that each student may reach their fullest potential. I have truly been blessed to be the superintendent of Caldwell County. The sky is the limit for our students to achieve whatever their attitude and effort allows them to. I will always hold this school district in the highest regard because it is all about kids, and you as the Board of Education are the biggest part of that vision. Continue to lead with your heart for what is best for kids and always keep your faith first. I'm respectfully requesting that my retirement date be effective September 1st, 2020. As always, thanks for all that you do. Respectfully, Nate Huggins, Superintendent of Caldwell County School District." So at this time, I did ask Mark about accepting this retirement letter, and I think it would be better if we did. So I move that we accept this retirement letter from Mr. Huggins and with the effective date of September 1st. All right. I have a motion by myself and a second by Bill. Do you have anything you want to, anybody want to say anything?
I'd like to say one thing. I was reading a book today, and it happens in the hallway that the elementary school decided to do a book study this spring. And it's by Mark Johnson, and it has, "Not many of you should become teachers, my brothers, for you know that we who teach will be judged with greater strictness." And that's the reason that you got a letter before you today. As the top educator in this school district, I've got to be in a situation where there's no question about what's going on. And I didn't give credit to where I should have given credit to a person that wrote an article. And I'm deeply sorry for that. But this is the best action for our school district. For me to retire, and I'll do whatever I can to help this school district, because my plans are to stay in the area locally. And if I can ever be of assistance to help the school district, I'll be more than glad to do that.
Anything else, anyone? Thank you, Mr. Huggins. If not, all those in favor of this, say aye.
Aye.
And all those opposed? And this motion carries. We are going to be going to executive session. We will be coming out with some action, probably, if we do some. We don't have to come out with that or anything, but we'll probably be doing it. So, Mr., are you going to be staying?
You tell me.
Yeah, I need you to stay. Yes, sir.
Okay. Seems like I'm forgetting something.
We're just going to executive session. Get a motion to go to executive session.
Okay. Do I hear a motion? We go into executive session.
I make a motion. We go into executive session according to KRS 61.810.
All right. Do I hear a second? All right. Before we vote, I just thought of what I was going to say. We will be looking into probably as a board, probably getting an interim superintendent. And then we will begin the superintendent selection process. We will have to a lot of decisions, so be patient. Just because you don't see something happen, don't mean we're not doing something. So all those in favor of going to executive session, say aye.
Aye.
And all those opposed? And this motion carries. All right, we will be coming back into open session when we're done. Thank y'all.
This shouldn't take too long.
Okay, we are back and we are in open session and our Board of Education.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. We are back in out of executive session. We are in open session. We have one item. Do I hear a motion?
I make a motion that we pay employee 4739 and 4051 the additional sick days as option one.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
All right, we have a motion by Bill and a second by Stacy that we pay employee number 4739 and employee 4051 option one the additional sick days that has been requested by Superintendent Huggins. Is there any discussion on that? If not, all those in favor of this say aye.
Aye.
And all those opposed? And this motion carries. Next thing we have is our adjournment. So do I hear a motion we adjourn?
Make a motion, we adjourn.
All right, do I have a second?
Second.
All right, I have a motion by Kim and a second by Seth that we adjourn. All those in favor of this say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? And being none, this meeting is adjourned.
I got a copy for you, all the teachers.